There are also fears that Saturday's drone attacks could push up fuel prices to over $100 a barrel. Saudi Arabia is the world's largest exporter of crude oil, and the strikes on state-run oil plants are expected to cut the kingdom's production by 50%. I spoke to the Automobile Association's petrol price spokesperson, Mark Stockdale, and asked him how much of the petrol we use here comes from Saudi Arabia.
Half of our petrol is refined here in New Zealand at Marsden Point, and most of our other petrol actually comes from Asia. But that really doesn't matter. What this is about the global supply of oil. And as we know, one of the key uses for oil is to refine that into petrol or diesel. And so if there's a reduction in the global supply of oil, it likely have an impact on the cost of petrol or diesel, regardless of where its source is from.
In terms of how big that impact will be on what we pay at the pump right now, Saudi Arabia produces 10% of the world's crude oil, and these strikes, the reports are that they have reduced the Saudi's crude oil production to half of its daily output. How big of an impact is that going to have on our petrol prices here?
Well, look, that's very difficult to answer at the moment. This is obviously doesn't bode well for Kiwi motorists or actually anyone in the world, because this will have global ramifications. But we really don't know what that impact will be just yet. We will have to wait and see how the international commodity markets react to this. And part of that will depend on how much oil is available in the world to meet the current level of demand. And there's always a little bit of excess capacity, and that helps keep commodity prices stable. If demand exceeded supply, then prices would be higher. So there's always a little bit of a buffer there, and that buffer may be enough to cope with this, or it may not. It just depends on how the commodity markets react. So we just don't know what impact it's going to have on the price yet. All we can say is this is not a positive development. It could mean higher fuel prices, but we will have to wait and see over the next few days to see how commodity prices change, and then what that would look like in New Zealand dollars at the pump.
How stable was the oil market before this happened?
Actually, it's been pretty stable all year. And in fact, there's been a few events that have occurred in recent months that could have led to higher commodity prices globally, and then in turn at the pump, but that never happened. And that's been attributed to the fact that globally, actually, demand is declining a little bit, and so it hasn't caused any sort of speculation. So we've had pretty stable commodity prices, and that's meant pretty stable prices at the pump.
The drone attacks that have just happened in Saudi Arabia, will they also have an impact on other sectors in New Zealand, like farming or aviation? Are they going to be hit too?
Well, this is something that affects pretty much all humans around the world. We are pretty dependent on fossil fuels, and it's not just for cars, it's also for buses, trucks, planes, agricultural machinery, ships that transport goods to and from New Zealand. It'll affect everybody in different ways, but certainly most of the industries in New Zealand, trucks, buses, and private motorists and agriculture, they just buy fuel at the going price. If this leads to an increase in commodity prices, then pump prices could go up, and that's going to affect everybody regardless. And that will ultimately flow through into the prices that they charge for their goods and services.
That was the AA's petrol prices spokesperson, Mark Stockdale.